Next one is Norma Lopez, N-O-R-M-A Lopez, 926-62. Right shoulder pain, number one. Left shoulder pain, number two. Patient has worked at Georgia Pacific, moving heavy machinery, lumber, and other heavy equipment for 25 years. Definitely is better during the week, the weekend when she's not working. She also has a history of mild fatty liver. She has had some nausea, which she takes Zofran for, and has a history of a carotid stenosis, period. Patient maintenance exam was set up for last year for the mammogram, but she never showed up. Patient states that her symptoms have been going on for some time. Her shoulder pain is sometimes worse on the right, sometimes worse on the left, to the point that it, when you press on her upper shoulder and the scapular area, she gets numbness and tingling in her fingers, consistent with subscapular or suprascapular nerve impingement. Medical problems: hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Medication: amlodipine 5 milligrams, Zocor 20 milligrams, Zofran PRN, allergen or drug allergy, maintenance, colonoscopy years ago, mammogram ordered, COVID immunization up to date times 2, social, hasn't had a period since 1998, status post-hysterectomy, she's married, has 3 grown children, 13 grandkids, doesn't smoke, drinks very little, family history. Pelvic, some kind of cancer in mom's pelvis, ovarian cancer possibly, and father died of liver cancer, possible colon cancer, hence the reason for colonoscopy a few years ago. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 144, that hasn't really changed much from before. Review of system as above, by the way, 99%, 98.1, 16, 79, 153 over 73, blood pressure slightly elevated because she's out of her amiloropine, heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with anagen, logical, non-focal, definitely has decreased range of motion in the shoulders. There's definite evidence of suprascapular nerve impingement, especially on the right side. Assessment number one, shoulder pain number two, she received Toradol 60 milligram and Decadron 8 milligram. Next number, she was 80% better by the time she left the office. Next number, I gave her Medrol dose pack and Toradol at home. Next number, patient should take a few days off, but she says she's already off for 2 days already. Next number, hypertension. Next number's refill Norvasc. Next number's refill Zocor. Next number's scheduled for another mammogram. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity ultrasounds, which was done because of shoulder pain and leg pain, are within normal limits. Next number's no PVD or DVT noted. Next number, weight stable. Next number's mammogram needs to be reordered. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, no sign of vascular lesions noted. Next number, she's had some dizziness off and on and carotid calcification. For this reason, her carotid ultrasound was repeated, which was within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram was within normal limits. Next number, she wants a free tablet of Zofran for nausea. She's not taking it on a regular basis. Her abdominal ultrasound looks normal, slight fatty liver. Next number, gallbladder looks normal. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, come back in a week regarding her arm pain. Next number, her recent EKG was within normal limits. Next number, her recent echocardiogram today was within normal limits as well. I do not believe the patient's arm pain is cardiac in origin. Thank you.